There's something profoundly soul-sucking about doing laundry, a task so mundane yet so eternal that it can break even the strongest spirit. Just ask Scott Benner, who's completed over 9,000 loads as a stay-at-home dad. His journey isn't just another parenting story. It's a raw, humorous exploration of masculinity, family roles, and finding profound meaning in the most thankless domestic tasks. What makes Benner's perspective so valuable is how he dismantles traditional gender roles while acknowledging the unique challenges men face when stepping into traditionally female domestic spaces. His transformation from reluctant laundry doer to philosophical domestic warrior offers insights that transcend typical parenting narratives, showing us that sometimes the most meaningful life lessons come folded between clean sheets and tiny socks. Scott's journey to stay-at-home fatherhood began with an unplanned pregnancy and simple math. Kelly's career out-earned his by more than half. Riding home after learning about the pregnancy, reality struck. Their one-bedroom apartment seemed inadequate, and they had no nearby family support. The decisive moment came when Scott visited daycares and witnessed a 4-year-old boy desperately clinging to his teacher rather than leave with his father. The heartbreak on that man's face changed everything. When Scott suggested Kelly stay home with their baby, she laughed, noting her well-paying career versus his job. Then she proposed he stay home instead. The math was clear. He earned just $80 more monthly than daycare would cost. Instantly, Scott's priority shifted. He developed opinions about strollers, bottles, and nursery decor, while Kelly wrestled with guilt about continuing to work. What began as a financial decision would completely redefine their marriage roles and his identity. Stay-at-home parenting quickly dispelled Scott's romanticized notions. A typical day revealed the chaotic truth, discovering bats in the house, multiple loads of laundry, cleaning, managing his daughter Arden's diabetes care, entertaining her invisible mouse friend, navigating brief bathroom breaks to read 2.5 pages of a book he'd never finish, dealing with telemarketers, helping with homework, and making dinner. The job meant navigating politics, schedules, deadlines, stress, and guilt, never feeling like you're getting ahead. Being with children 24/7 made Scott feel more intensely, love harder, and protect more fiercely. He discovered that men raising children must deactivate the men don't cry mechanism to truly connect. Once his guard was down, he could see the pauses between busy moments and enjoy his children's personal discoveries as they grew. The reward of this closeness was falling in love with his children like mothers typically do. While most men show affection briefly, Scott hugged his kids daily and whispered, "I love you," before Cole's baseball games. In these small moments, he found parenting's true meaning. In 12 years of parenting, Scott nearly broken, lost, or otherwise ended Cole's life 3 times. Not bad, considering how often he misplaced his iPhone. The first incident occurred when Cole was 9 months old. After Kelly's bubble bath with him, Scott took him to get dressed. With Cole wrapped in a towel against his side, Scott turned to choose an outfit when Cole suddenly pushed off, flipping backward out of his grasp. Time seemed to slow in Scott's mind while everything physically happened at full speed. Seeing Cole was going to land on his head, Scott instinctively kicked the side of his head with gentle precision, turning Cole's body so he fell onto his side instead of his head and neck. Kelly rushed in after hearing Scott's panicked call. Standing frozen, Scott realized Kelly and he were connected by decision, not the same primal bond they each had with Cole. These terrifying moments revealed the depth of parental responsibility and the fragility of family bonds, teaching him that parenting often comes down to split-second instincts you never knew you had. Baseball became the thread connecting Scott's complicated relationship with his father to his bond with his son. In October 1980, Scott witnessed a rare glimpse of his father's true self when the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series. His normally reserved father leapt from their sofa in jubilation, joining neighbors in celebration. 23 years later, Scott watched 3-year-old Cole swing a plastic bat, hitting with surprising skill. This natural talent grew into a decade-long passion. Cole still asks Scott daily to have a catch, regardless of weather. The thwap of a baseball hitting a glove's pocket became Scott's favorite sound, creating a rhythm that centered him completely. These backyard catches became their sacred father-son time, filled with conversations about Cole's day and gentle teasing. Though Scott knew eventually Cole would move away, he found comfort knowing that whenever he heard that distinctive sound, he'd be transported back to these perfect moments. Through baseball, Scott created the father-son relationship he had always longed for himself. In summer 2006, 2 weeks after Arden's second birthday, concerning signs appeared: excessive thirst, constant urination, and lethargy. When Scott noticed her breath smelled metallic or sweet, Kelly recognized it as diabetes. At the hospital around 3:30 a.m., doctors confirmed type 1 diabetes. Seeing his 2-year-old in the ICU bed with tubes everywhere filled Scott with guilt, not the pride doctors suggested they should feel for catching it early. Type 1 diabetes demands immediate mastery of life-saving skills. Every meal requires blood tests, calculations, and injections. In 6 months, Scott used over 1,300 lances and needles on his daughter. Each night, he checked her glucose while she slept, fearing the worst. Though diabetes dinged his soul, his mother's example after his father left taught him to keep moving forward. Despite strains on their marriage, like 3 a.m. arguments over treating dangerous low blood sugar, Kelly and Scott persevered. Paradoxically, diabetes strengthened their family by revealing their inner resolve, though Scott would trade anything for Arden's health. Through this challenge, he learned that difficult circumstances often reveal our greatest strengths. Scott discovered that life's greatest family moments could be missed without pausing to notice them. When Cole methodically searched for a specific doll across toy stores, Scott set aside his to-do list and became fascinated by his son's determination. While necessities work, dishes, bills often interfere with living, appreciating moments that occur during life's chores compensates for what you miss. Creating availability for your children is crucial. Even Scott's teenage son still gave him unexpected hugs. These small moments, the drive-by hugs and kisses, make parenting worthwhile. Through all the laundry, diabetes management, and baseball catches, Scott found life's meaning in these small, eternal moments of connection. Scott learned that families can reconnect despite mistakes. It just takes one person refusing to give up. Unlike his father and grandfather, Scott committed to being the dad who stays, listens, and opens his heart. Through being a stay-at-home father, he learned to see the world as mothers do. When you open your heart, your family fills it with joy. The laundry may be eternal, but so is the love that makes it worthwhile.